M means your heart never failing to skip a beat every time the engine awakes. M means forever looking forward to the road less traveled. M means every journey starts within and it has an open end. BMW M, the most powerful letter in the world. Discover the BMW M range today.
99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand.
Setting the bar, this is a segment where we give you a story, you just try not to do it, and you can think, you know what, who has two thumbs and isn't doing that today?
This guy.
That's right. So if you can manage to make it through the day without, oh, I don't know, dropping a bomb in a porta potty, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow. Why would we do that?
I'm thinking this is a literal bomb and not a, whoa, don't go in there. I just let a bomb off.
Gotcha.
Right. In the porta potty.
Organically created bomb.
Right.
Got it.
This out of Pittsburgh from KDKA.
When they got on scene, they discovered that the porta john had evidence of an explosive device that went off inside of the porta john.
Okay, so we're not talking just normal bodily stuff. We're talking an actual device. Got it.
A construction worker at the nearby site says they came to work to find the portable toilet already destroyed.
Oh.
Officers say no one was hurt.
Okay, well, that's good. I mean,
was it an outlandishly stinky porta potty that someone said, you know what, I'm going to take care of it?
Yeah, so here's the thing. You know, I was thinking about it and going, okay, how many times have I been requested to light a match? And so maybe this person...
It's often.
Maybe. Okay, I didn't... That was a hypothetical question, Kelly. I didn't need you to actually answer it, all right?
Well, you have admitted in the past that all the women in your house ask you that often.
Okay, so all right, fine. Yeah. All right, well, moving on.
So,
maybe this person... And the issue is that it's happened several times in the past couple weeks across the city. So,
oh, that's not good.
Yeah. So I don't know if someone is using these porta-johns and then lighting the match and then tossing it in the tank and then the fumes from everything is causing the explosion, or if they're going, man, that is a wicked, wicked porta-john. I'm going to do something about that. Almost as if it's like a porta-potty superhero.
Vigilante?
Yeah, vigilante, yeah. Of sorts, saying, uh-huh, I'm going to rid this city of this awful, disgusting porta-potty and take matters into my own hands. Either way, it's frowned upon.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Well, and like the news report said, they found evidence of a device.
Yes.
So this feels premeditated.
It does.
Like they have a plan in place to eradicate the city of these porta-potties.
Of these porta-potties. Yeah. What did these porta-potties do to you? I mean,
well, I will say this. My very first derby, when I first moved to town a long, long time ago, I refused to eat or drink all day because I didn't want to have to go to the porta potty. That was the only option at the time we were at derby.
Okay, so you know, think using you as an example.
Uh-huh.
Kelly did not do, in the case of the setting the bar story, she did not deal with her issue of being scared of the porta-johns by dropping a bomb in the porta-potty.
Nope. I don't think my method is recommended as well. Starving yourself
depriving yourself.
Dehydrated.
Right,
yeah,
sure.
No, all it's right. Probably not good either.
All right,
but I just was like, I don't want any part of that. And we were there from like 9 in the morning till 9 at night, so... A lot.
Yeah, every day this segment has a moral, and the moral of this story is if you can manage to make it through the day without dropping a literal bomb in a porta potty, not a brown stinky bomb in the porta potty, then you're doing okay.
Also, don't starve yourself to avoid going to one. That's also worse, I think.
Ben and Kelly, the show that cares.